Round two gets going Friday night, and we're here in Sherwood Park. And the Crusaders, of course, after a three-game sweep of Bonnieville, they are on the road in Spruce Grove, which should be an excellent matchup. Taylor Medic from the Pipeline Show, also the voice of the Crusaders, joins us. Medic, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Gregor. Thanks for having me on today.
Well, first of all, pretty dominating performance by the Crusaders over Bonnieville in the first round.
Yeah, you know, you look at the series and it's a three-game sweep, but it really could have went either way. You know, it was really interesting. In the first two games, although the Crusaders led 2-0 in the series, going up to game three, they only led in the series for only 2 minutes and 42 seconds. They get an overtime win in game one, and that was really the only time they had led, you know, in that game prior to overtime late in the second period, and then they had to tie things up late in game one and ultimately get victory in that game. And then in game two, it was back and forth between the Pontiacs and Crusaders, and a goal with 5 seconds left from Colton Meaver gave the Crusaders
wow.
a victory in game two. So, you know, heading into game three, it really could have went the Pontiacs way for sure. And then, you know, just a really good performance in game three from the Crusaders, getting out to an early lead on the road, you know, quieting the crowd in Bonnieville, and then just kind of pulling away as the Pontiacs tried to come back, but they just were unable to do so.
Spruce Grove had the first round bye, of course, along with Fort McMurray. They have been the two best teams in the regular season. What's the regular season series at between the Saints and the Crusaders?
It wasn't too bad this year. The Saints did win it. They won by 3 wins, 2 losses, and 1 overtime victory. So, you know, it was really close. At the Sherwood Park Arena, the teams played each other very tight. Sherwood Park ending up getting 2 wins. They got 5 out of possible 6 points against Spruce Grove at home this year. But west of the city, different story. They had their struggles in Spruce Grove, losing all 3 games. The two of them were close, and the middle game was a bit of a blowout. I think 7-2 was the final for the Saints. So that might be the kind of the question mark going into the series is, can the Crusaders get a victory on the road in Spruce Grove, because they're going to have to.
You've been covering the AJHL for a while, Taylor. Does that first round bye, does it wreak havoc on the teams usually, or do the top teams, are they able to overcome not playing for 10 days or 2 weeks?
You know, it's funny. I've talked to a few coaches over, you know, my time covering the league, and, you know, a few guys say, they don't like the bye too much. But the Spruce Grove Saints are used to getting the bye. I think this is the 7th or 6th year in a row they've won the North Division in the regular season. So Jason McKee, the head coach, he's used to the bye. He's used to getting his players ready for that second round. And, you know, they've done very well advancing at least to the finals, or at least the North Division finals. And, you know, in the South, the Brooks Bandits, 2-time defending champion, they've had the bye the last 2 years, so including this year as well. So we'll see if it has any effect this season. But in the past few years, it really hasn't.
What's interesting, there was the big upset last night. Oles, the number 7 seed, gets by number 2 down south, Taylor. And also, due to some arena conflicts, I think Drumheller's actually, are they starting on the road when they should be at home?
I haven't heard anything about that. I'll have to
check
Canmore's, my notes.
So. Canmore's hosting. Yeah, Canmore gets game gets game 1 and 2, even though they're the lower seed.
Well, yeah, that'll be interesting. You know, good for Canmore. You know, they'll be able to get home ice advantage early on, which is probably much needed against a Drumheller team who just, you know, bulldozed through the Calgary Mustangs. And the Dragons, coached by Brian Curran, just a hard-nosed, in-your-face team. That's the one squad I honestly would not want to play this postseason. And, you know, when it's all said and done, I would not be surprised if maybe the Drumheller Dragons are the champions.
Fort McMurray Oil Barons have had an outstanding season again, as have the Saints. They're taking on Lloydminster. What does Lloyd have to do to pull off the upset?
They're just going to have to play tight defensively and really skate with the Oil Barons. I think, you know, it's going to be an interesting matchup because it's two teams very well coached. And, you know, what the thing is with the Bobcats, so they come off from a 5-game series going to war against the Whitecourt Wolverines. So who knows how they will respond after really an emotional series and being down in overtime, I think, in game 4. And they had to pull out a victory, and they did, and ultimately won in game 5. So it'll be interesting to see you know, how Lloydminster adapts to moving on to the second round. Gary Van Heerweg, excellent coach. It's going to be tight defensively. You just maybe wonder the depth of Fort McMurray might overcome the Bobcats in that department, so I could see Fort McMurray winning in six games.
And the now they're seven-game series after the first round were best of fives. Sherrod Park and Spruce Grove. Spruce Grove has a lot of depth. Sherrod Park's top line, that McTavish line, they score the majority of their goals. Did Sherrod Park get more balanced scoring, Taylor? And if they're going to upset the Saints, do they got to get some production from their second, third, and fourth lines?
Yeah, I think that goes in any series. Depth is going to be key, and they are getting that. Colton Meaver, who was on the third line to start the series, kind of moved up the depth chart and played with Jones and McTavish, ended up getting two game-winning goals in that series against Bonnyville. And then guys like Ryan Cooper, Daniel Ray, Cameron Brzezinski, Liam Gregor, they're going to be counted on for maybe not so much scoring, but just being able to skate and defend with some of the Saints group that, Jason McKee, he rolls four lines. So you have to go stride for stride with the forward group of the Spruce Grove Saints, and the Crusaders are more than capable of doing that. But you're right, it's going to have to be timely goals from maybe that third or fourth line. And last year, Tim Fraggle got that from former captain Eric Likeness and Ryan Luden. And he's looking that for this year in guys like that, and Daniel Ray and Ryan Cooper, who's a veteran of the Crusaders. So that's what it's going to be. It's going to be a greasy goal maybe from those guys to keep the ball rolling. But the top guys for the Crusaders will be able to go, as well as the top guys for the Saints. So it's going to be a real interesting series. It's ultimately going to come down to goaltending. And right now the Saints have the edge in Kenny Cameron, but I really think Tommy Nixon is kind of settling in as he's a rookie goaltender for the Crusaders. And he can definitely go save for save with one of the league's best in Cameron.
Yeah, I'm guessing the Crusaders likely won't go with two rookie goaltenders in the future. There were some learning pains at times during the season with that, and something you don't see very often in any league, and it's difficult to do. But they made it to the second round, and upsets can happen. We'll see what happens. If people can't go, once again, it's Friday and Saturday night in Spruce Grove, and then Monday and Wednesday next week in Sherwood Park. If they can't go, can they watch or listen online?
Yeah, you can watch via AGHL Web TV and fasthockey.com. It is a pay-per-view, but you definitely get good quality in broadcast. Our camera's HD, I know, in Sherwood Park, so you get definitely a very good picture quality, and you definitely get an entertaining play-by-play guy and color commentary.
All right, Medic, enjoy the series.
I will. Thanks a lot.